Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. We are on the air for the first time in forever. And, of course, the pitfall of not being on the air on a regular basis is the pitfall of technology. And on top of that, we have all this stormy weather out there, 646-652-4479. So I do apologize in advance for any technical difficulties that might come up during this weather that we're having all around the southeast, especially in Florida, of course, with Hurricane Irma, and here in Atlanta as we're preparing for the remnants of it as far as tropical storm and whatnot. I'm noticing a whole lot of things that I'm not able to do with my show tonight. Barely got the intro up, actually. And I'm actually waiting for some other things to download. Not even sure if that's going to work or not, and hopefully we are actually on the air live. Despite all that, I wanted to make sure that I did get the show going tonight because I did have a guest that I was going to be interviewing that I was excited to interview and wanted to make sure that she had the opportunity to speak about who she is and what she's doing. She actually has something special planned at the end of the month, but she has not called in as of yet, so I'm going to stall just for a second until I can reach her. And I'm not going to give away all the good information that I was going to do to intro her just yet. So in the meantime, we're going to talk about a little bit about the weather. Again, there's a lot of stuff going on down there in the state of Florida right now as far as they're tracking the path of it and things of that nature. I know people who live and or have lived down there. And so far, everybody that I know is okay. Some people did go ahead and got out of there while the getting was good, per se. There's some who were not able to. Well, what happened was it was initially, of course, the tracking of the storm was going to hit the East Coast. So there was a lot of people on the West Coast that, you know, it wasn't coming over there, right? But then all of a sudden the track changed, and then all of a sudden, you know, circumstances changed, of course. So hopefully everybody's okay. Still waiting to actually hear from one personal friend that I know down there. I hadn't heard back from yet. And again, it's coming up here to Georgia. It will, remnants again will hit Atlanta sometime tomorrow afternoon, I believe, I guess. But you can already hear the wind just racing. Actually, it kind of started this morning. And we got through the baseball game pretty good. I work at the Braves. But as the evening progressed, you can see and hear the wind picking up. So probably going to get a little bit of it. But, I mean, we've had good storms before. This is a little bit different in regards to the hurricane part of it. And, again, you don't usually have a hurricane hit you know, within the landmass of an area, but this storm is pretty big. So we'll see what happens. 646-652-4479. So as I try to make sure, I did get a confirmation from my guest, and I'm not hearing from him as of yet. I want to try to keep the content not secret or anything, but I don't want to give everything away, because if I'm not able to confirm this person, I want to be able to do the whole show for them specifically, maybe next week if I can't get it done tonight. So that being said, let's do this. And yes, the chat room is not working, if anybody is trying. In the meantime, there is one topic I can bring up. I hadn't gotten a chance to do the video of it. Of course, many of you know, as regular listeners in the past and hopefully in the future, know that I talk a lot about goals and whether or not it's secular or entertainment related. There's a lot that goes into achieving of a goal. And one of the things that messes up people is that they feel that things are guaranteed. And last couple of weeks, I've actually done Instagram live videos on that topic, things of that nature, because I continue to get emails from people to say, well, if this happened, what's the guarantee that that's going to happen? And it's the craziest question, like, seriously, of all time to me. And it's just, it's bad, because if that thought is already in your mind, you pretty much have already failed, because you're basically saying out loud is, I don't want to do any work. I want someone to do something for me so that way I don't have to do anything. There's no way to sustain success like that, okay? There's just no way. It's very easy to prove why that is. If someone was to say, hey, I can guarantee you this, all you have to do is show up at this place at this time, dressed this way, and be prepared in that way. Okay? If that person doesn't wake up in the morning, how's that guaranteed all of a sudden? If that person wakes up in the morning but wakes up late, how's that guaranteed? If that person wakes up in the morning, wakes up late, and then shows up and not dressed properly, how's that guaranteed? How's that person wakes up late, right, gets to the place, not dressed properly, and then also not prepared for whatever that opportunity is? How is that guaranteed anymore? Because the guarantee was there. It was stated. Possibly, right? If you show up at this place at this time, dressed in this way and prepared in a certain way, you'll probably get your goal. Too many times people make the assumption that someone else is so much in control of something that all they have to do is show up somewhere, and that's just crazy talk. It just is. It just is. It's been proven too many times over hundreds of years, literally, that you have to actually put in some effort and sacrifice for something to happen on a positive note in your behalf. No one can do anything for you. And if you believe that, keep doing what you're doing and you'll figure it out eventually. But you have too many examples. You have too many examples out there. So again, nothing is guaranteed. We'll broach the entertainment side of things. You can't say that you're going to model and then never take pictures and then believe you're going to be successful. You can't say that you're an actor or actress and never take headshots or never learn a monologue and think you're going to be successful. You can't say that you're an artist and never get into the studio and never perform on stage and feel that you're going to be anyway successful. It's impossible. There's no guarantee that if you show up for an audition that you're going to get picked. No one is obligated to book you. I brought up this at work the last couple of days. No one is obligated to give you a job. The only reason someone gives you a job is that you prove to them that you're worth taking a risk on. You show them the resume. Oh, wow, it looks like you're qualified. Let's see what you got. Or you talk someone into it. Or they make you take a test of some sort. Or they audition you. And you do well enough to convince them that you deserve the chance. But guess what? Once you get that chance, now you have to be serious enough to go all the way with it to say, can I keep it? Because it can be taken away from you. Because there's a such thing as competition, right? 646-652-4479. And again, I apologize right now to my guest. If you actually have seen the advertising of this particular show tonight, you see the show info. My guest has not arrived as of yet, so right now I am doing my best to stall. I still have plenty of time to do a great interview of my guest, but of course the time is ticking, tick-tock, tick-tock. But in the meantime, hopefully anyone who is listening to the show currently and those who might listen after the fact get to appreciate this topic of nothing is guaranteed, and then we'll go from there. Again, you can follow me on Instagram. On IMTM Worldwide Radio, IMTM Worldwide, and IMTM1. Visit my website, www.imtmworldwide.com, Facebook, Innovative Model and Talent Management, and Twitter, IntellectATL. So nothing is guaranteed. So again, if you choose to keep saying the way you've been doing it up till now has been successful, how can you determine if you've been really successful? Because guess what? A casting director is going to be like, well, what have you done? Where's your resume? Where's your headshot? Where's your portfolio? Where's your monologue reel? Where's your acting reel? Where's your demo reel? If you can't produce those things, what are you really saying? You're not doing anything. That's the only thing people can go by. Doesn't matter how talented you are. It doesn't matter what you look like. At the end of the day, it's what you can prove. Period. You can't keep going back and forth with people and saying that somebody should believe in you and that you're not going to spend any money on yourself and you're not going to travel and you're not going to do anything. You're not going to get your hair done. You're not going to stay in shape. Look at the people that you see in these magazines and think about how many hours in the gym that they put in to look the way that they do, and think about the last time you've been to the gym. Think about that. Think about how that person's hair might look. Think about how their bodies look, again, to the gym, but also think about their diet, right? Think about that, if it matters to you. If you're an artist, how many times are you in the studio practicing your craft? How many times, if you're a singer, how many times are you getting vocal lessons? If you're a writer, how much are you writing every day? Or if you're like Cardi B, how many times are you recording? You know, think about this. I mean, she Cardi B, artist, 2 mixtapes in 6 months is in the lyric. You know how difficult that is to actually put together 2 mixtapes in half a year, put them out and everything? That's a lot of work. That's just not play. That's writing the songs. That's picking which songs are actually going to be in the mixtape. That's recording all the songs. That's getting them all mixed and mastered. It's all putting it together, compiling it, and then releasing it. And then some marketing and promotions and advertising, of course. Then you're performing these songs somewhere, right? 2 times in 6 months. But there's a lot of people who refuse to do the minimum. And that's how you know nothing's guaranteed. And that's how you only have one person of a particular skill set that's successful over a period of time. And thousands and thousands and thousands of others don't ever get anywhere because they're lazy, they don't want to do it, they don't care, they're too busy, they're in school, they have kids, they have a life. Excuses are excuses are excuses. Beyonce has kids, and she's married. I don't see that stopping her. I haven't seen her stop her career not one time yet. Oh, I got twins. I guess I got to shut it down for the rest of my life. Nope, she's performing on stage with twins in her belly. I don't want to hear excuses. At a certain point, you have to try to do what everybody else is successful to do that too. And to say that you don't have to is crazy. If you can't show it, at a certain point, if you want $10 million a year,
You got to do what $10 million a year people do. Right? Or not. Nothing is guaranteed. 646-652-4479. If you have a question, comment, or opinion on that. And again, I do apologize right now. Let's check. Hold on a minute before I say something. Let's see. Yep, still no confirmation. I had a confirmation, and then I did a secondary confirmation, and hadn't heard from her. So now I'm kind of worried. I want to make sure she's okay. Excuse me. Kind of trying to come down with a cold all of a sudden in this hurricane weather. But if you do get to hear my guest, I think you'll be very pleased and excited to hear her story and how she overcome a lot of how she overcame a lot of obstacles to get where she's at right now. And again, actually, she proves my point that nothing is guaranteed except for your effort. Okay? And I have a top five series. And again, if you visit any of the pages that I mentioned earlier, and I'll mention them again at the end of the show, you know that I have a top five series, the top five reasons. Okay? And there are reasons of different facets, mostly of the entertainment industry, but one of them is why you don't achieve your goals. Now, I do have a video on that. You go to youtube.com/IMTMCEO1. Yeah. You'll see the video of the top five reasons why people don't achieve their goals. The number one is you don't want to do it. Plain and simple. It's very simplistic. A person doesn't want to achieve the goals that they say, I want to achieve a goal, and then they don't. It's very simple. They just never did. Most people get pushed into stuff because someone hears how they sing or someone sees how they look and they suggest it or whatever, but that person in their heart and mind had no intentions of doing it. But at the time, the impulse says, hey, maybe this is a good idea. Maybe I should try. But here's the deal. Even when you're trying something, you're kind of obligated at that point to kind of try to finish it out, because how do you know if you didn't really try? Trying is not doing something for 6 hours or 6 days or 6 weeks or 6 months or even sometimes 6 years. You have to stretch that out to at least a decade to see if you can accomplish something that you say you want to accomplish. A decade. You can't be going back and forth and trying to change your mind about something. You have to really finish it through, especially if it's a big goal. Now, if it's a simple goal, I want to learn how to drive. That's not too bad, right? You kind of have to finish that out, though, right? You can't just start trying to learn how to drive and all of a sudden, in the midst of learning how to drive, stop trying to learn how to drive, because then you're stuck and you don't know how to drive, right? That doesn't make any sense, does it? Or maybe it does for some people. You see what I'm saying? The reason a person doesn't do what they want to do is they don't want to do it. Now, there's other factors in that, but that's the main one. That's the only one I'm going to mention for the here and now. Okay? So, again, nothing is guaranteed. No one can make you do anything you don't want to do. You see what I'm saying? No one can believe in you more than you can believe in yourself either. At a certain point, you have to come to grasp with the fact that you just weren't interested that much. Well, it looks like, let's see. Wow. Well, this is what I'm going to do, because my guest has just hit me up. And, yeah, I'm not going to be able to do the full interview at this point. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to reschedule my particular guest for another day and time, and we'll try to do this whole show with her in mind. And again, I purposely did not get into who she is and what she does and everything because she has a lot going on, and I wanted her to be able to tell you all about what she has going on. Her event at the end of the month is weeks away still, so it's plenty of time. So hopefully sometime next week I can reschedule. In the meantime, I'm actually going to go ahead and end the show now because I'm actually, my I don't know, I guess I haven't been sick in a long time, I guess. So I was going to do this show no matter what, But I think I'm going to go ahead and get a little bit of rest, and we'll come back again. But, again, visit all my sites and pages. www.imtmworldwide.com is my website. IMTM1 is my personal Instagram page. IMTM Worldwide is my business page. IMTM Worldwide Radio is the radio show page for the show tonight. You can listen to past episodes. I've had so many different people over the years. I've interviewed magazine publishers, music video directors, authors of books, all kinds of different people, business owners, potential business owners, all kinds of different people. You should definitely listen. Facebook, Innovative Model and Talent Management, and Twitter, Intellect ATL. Definitely follow me on all of those formats and see more about what's coming up. I am going to be casting for my next project soon. I'm excited about that. My first movie came out about a year and a half ago, and the director hit me up and said he's ready to start his next project and hit me up. So I'm happy about that, so I'm excited. The Ocon twins in London, England, are scheduled to be in America next year, January. I'm excited about that. They'll be coming to Atlanta, Georgia. And my main talent in New York City, Miss Anna, she is doing so much right now. I'm excited. More and more people are starting to recognize her talent. So, again, if you see all of those pages I posted, you'll see some of these people, and you'll be able to kind of get to know some of the people that I get to work with and find out more about them, definitely on the website, because all of their articles are on there. So that's going to do it for tonight. Again, I promise I will be back on the air on the regularity very soon. My schedule has just been so hectic lately, so I do apologize for my regular listeners. That being said, this is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care. Stay safe out there, all of all. Everybody who's affected by the weather, okay? Y'all take care. Bye.